As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You stumbled. Is it involving cheeks?
It involves grunts, twins.
Big babies being placed in people.
I'm
still trying to figure out if it's real.
I saw this circulating before and I wasn't sure and I didn't have time to kind of look.
Yeah, afraid of getting ball sacked again.
Well, I should be. Yeah, he should be, and I am quite. I don't know.
There's a lot.
I don't really know what's going on.
We need to research that, and if that's real, we're playing it. That's fantastic. The NFL draft rumors have begun. Jace?
Yes.
Of course, you don't care. You don't even. Do they even cover the NFL draft in Italy?
I'm guessing not. I don't think NFL is.
You guys going to go get a beer at Sbarro's and watch the NFL draft in Rome?
I don't know. The time difference. Are they 9 hours ahead of us? I think.
I don't know. You're the one going East Coast.
Yeah, I think it's 9 hours ahead. I'm sure at night I will keep abreast of the NFL draft. You know, see what happens.
Well, they're talking about a team trading up to get Jackson Dart.
I will say that I saw that it's the first time in years. I mean, it's like 2004 that we're at this point in the draft and we've yet to have a first round pick traded. Everyone owns their first round pick.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, and I'm sure that'll change, but the truth of the matter is there's just not a lot of prospects that people want. I mean, most people at this point, and remember, draft is consensus. It's like groupthink. Right. So it only takes one team to view someone differently than others and stuff can change. Most people think there's only about 4 to 5 real elite players in this draft. And then after that, the difference basically between 6 and 30, there's not much difference. Or in the case of like if you think you're getting a guy at 25, you can probably get the same guy in most people's boards at 40. So in order to get drafts or in order to get trades to move up, there has to be someone that you think is worthy of moving up. And right now there's really not.
So the one that is out there is that Jackson Dart is who the Giants are targeting.
But certainly not.
But not at 3.
No. So the idea is that there's not a quarterback outside of Cam Ward, including Shedeur Sanders, that you would want in the top 3 or 4. So the idea is for one of these teams that needs a quarterback, Cam Ward's going to go number 1 to Tennessee. And then after that, if you're the Giants or the Browns, do you take do you take the elite pass rusher? Do you take the elite tight end? Do you take one of the elite offensive tackles? And then you trade back up into the draft, let's say somewhere in the teens or in the 20s, and grab your quarterback, whether that's Shedeur Sanders if he falls, although I don't think he would fall that far. But the idea is if Jackson Dart is the next guy on the board, you always want to get a quarterback in the first round, even if it's with the last pick in the first round, a la Lamar Jackson, because you get an extra year of cost control. But look, if you're talking about Shuck or Jackson Dart or one of these other guys, like you're now just grabbing at straws, because in any other year, none of these guys would sniff the first round. I mean, let's be honest, Shedeur Sanders in a lot of drafts would be a borderline first round pick at all, let alone someone that could go 2 or 3.
Well, they're talking about Brian Daboll really liking Jackson Dart.
Yeah.
So maybe they'll trade up and get him.
Well, and if you're Brian Daboll, like, I mean, you got to do something because you're about to get your ass fired. So if you think Jackson Dart is your savior, I mean, good luck. But you're not gonna take Jackson Dart at number three. So the draft will be very interesting because you'll see what Cleveland and New York, who both need quarterbacks, they're sitting there at 2 and 3. Cam Ward goes 1. Does Shedeur Sanders go 2 and 3? And if he doesn't, where does that slide? Where does that slide? Because New England doesn't need one. Jacksonville doesn't need one. The Raiders at 6.
Sounds like they're heavy on Jenty.
Yep. And then you go all the way down. New Orleans at 9. Is there something there? Or at that point, if he gets down and we're now in the 16, 17 range, now you got Seattle at 18. They just signed Darnold, but is that an option? But you get into 18, 19. Now is when you take a look as does someone try to come up if Shedeur Sanders is still there? And then when you get into the 20s and into the 30s, that's when maybe a Jackson Dart. Can you move up with Kansas City or Philadelphia or Buffalo? 30, 31, 32. Can you, and teams that don't have specific needs. I mean, if you're Philly, Kansas City, and Buffalo, you're just, your teams are set. So can you get an extra pick by letting someone move up into that to take a Jackson Dart? But as of right now, no movement in the draft, and maybe not a lot of movement is going to happen, again, because there's not value there in moving up.
All right, well, that's it for sports. We've got lion attack news. Someone is dead, Jace.
Well, that's not good.
No, it's not.
Unless they asked.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
They did not.
No.
They got eaten by a lion.
Like that kid. Remember the kid in the, I think it was the San Francisco Zoo that was taunting the tiger? It was a tiger and was like throwing pine cones at him. Kind of had that one coming.
Then they...
Yeah, the tiger jumped out.
Tiger pulled him in there?
The tiger jumped out and used, I think, his friend's legs to pull himself up out of the cage, and then, yeah.
Yeah, well, this isn't that.
No, it's not that.
So we'll get to that story to kick off the club next on The Fan.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.